Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, as we continue our conversations with U.S. Senate candidates, we hear from Republican Kevin O'Connor, who's challenging the incumbent Democrat Ed Markey in Massachusetts' U.S. Senate race. O'Connor is a longtime lawyer and small business owner who says Markey has been in Congress for too long and with too little to show for it. But both candidates do have something in common, as both say they're environmentalists. So we asked O'Connor to explain why he thinks he's better suited to deliver for the environment.
Senator Markey has really devolved into a hyper-partisan career politician who is focused on simplistic programs that are really outside the mainstream of his own party and have no chance of being passed.
What do you mean when you say Markey is out of touch issue-wise, that he's gone too far to the left?
He wants to defund the police. He wants to abolish ICE. Those two steps alone would just have devastating effects on our most vulnerable communities.
On climate change and the Green New Deal, you've said the Green New Deal would ruin the American economy. How then do you think America should work to mitigate the worst effects of climate change?
We need to be aggressively investing in research and development, and the federal government can do that. It can be sending money to the great research institutions in Massachusetts. We need to plow money into carbon reducing and carbon neutral and carbon capture solutions. We need to be commercializing that through licensing opportunities, and our efforts to become carbon neutral have to be done on an international basis.
How much would your plan cost, and where would the money come from? And I asked the last part of that question, mindful of your prior criticism of Ed Markey for his tax plans.
If you could just envision Project Warp Speed, right, for the coronavirus, there was a recognition that there was a time-sensitive, urgent challenge, and the level of federal investment that was used to expedite the development of a solution was highly focused, highly intensive. And that's what I envisioned.
You are a Donald Trump supporter, but yet you've said you don't always agree with the president. What's your top area of disagreement?
Well, this is one of them. I would say, in addition, I'm probably more oriented toward collaboration. And my approach in terms of international alliances would be to make sure that we are trying to work constructively with people.
You've painted yourself as a law and order candidate in this race, and you've won the backing of major Massachusetts police unions. Does policing as we know it need to reform from your point of view? And if so, how?
I believe that in terms of policing, that we continually need to be improving. We have evolving opportunities in terms of technology, in terms of the recognition that the mental health and wellness of an officer can affect the outcome of his or her performance. We've learned a lot in terms of the benefits of community policing. But what we never hear from Senator Markey is an acknowledgement that our police departments in Massachusetts are national leaders, and they are, on balance, doing superb jobs serving the people of Massachusetts and the brave officers who serve our communities, put their lives on the line every day. A more responsible senator would have acknowledged that they have extremely difficult jobs, and a more responsible senator would have advanced a dialogue where all constituent groups feel heard and where we have a climate where people can communicate and try to improve.
Is there systemic racism in policing around the country right now? Do you see that?
I think you have to define what systemic racism is. So I'm very uncomfortable with these charged labels that I think undermine the dialogue. There are, within our legal system, our judicial system, our criminal justice system, implicit biases that exist. There are socioeconomic factors that contribute to the over-incarceration that occurred because of Senator Markey's support for the crime bill in 1994 has hit the African-American community harder than other communities. I've long been a supporter of sentencing reform, but we also need to remember that the real issue in the inner city are the failed social programs over the last 40 years that have serve to undermine the American family and the failed inner city schools. And that's the greatest civil rights issue of all. They need safe neighborhoods and good education for our kids.
We know Governor Baker has said that he won't vote for Donald Trump. I take it that you are going to vote for Donald Trump. And do you believe that considering the president is not popular in Massachusetts, that he's going to be a drag on your campaign on election night?
Well, Governor Baker has endorsed me, and he's made it very clear that I'm the one, Kevin O'Connor is the one who will provide boots on the ground and a much greater spirit of bipartisanship and collaboration to get things done for the people of Massachusetts. So what happens at the presidential level will happen, and I will work with anyone and everyone, including the president, whoever that is, to get things done for the people of Massachusetts.
Kevin O'Connor, attorney, small business owner, Republican running for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. Thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.